Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the My Lowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Save big money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, get a home safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Case study: Natalta Navamsha Nakshatra Pada analysis for Anna Ascendant and First House. Aquarius and Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra, Second Pada, Navamsha Taurus, First House. Natal chart expression: Outer personality, Aquarius and Purva Bhadrapada, Second Pada. Aina's ascendant falls in Aquarius, a fixed air sign ruled by Saturn and co-ruled by Rahu. This gives her an outer personality that is socially conscious, mentally abstract, and often driven by humanitarian or futuristic ideals. Aquarius ascendants often appear unconventional or aloof, but also grounded in principle, with a quiet determination that unfolds slowly over time. Purva Bhadrapada Nakshatra adds intensity and inner fire to this outward coolness. Ruled by Jupiter, this nakshatra spans both Aquarius and Pisces, embodying the transitional space between visionary intellect and spiritual depth. It is symbolized by a dual-faced figure, indicating one who holds paradoxes and inner conflicts, often wrestling with profound themes of morality, sacrifice, and radical transformation. The second pada of Purva Bhadrapada lies in Taurus Navamsha, which brings a stabilizing undercurrent. This reflects Anna's ability to ground her eccentric nature through consistency, aesthetics, and the cultivation of value-based living. Key natal characteristics: idealist with a structured face, her progressive ideals are balanced by a calm, composed demeanor. She may carry extreme beliefs, but expresses them in a deliberate, tangible manner. Stoic reformer. This placement often indicates someone who questions systems and seeks radical change, especially in thought, education, or society, but may resist emotional exposure. Karmic intensity in identity. The duality of Purva Bhadrapada makes Anna someone who is drawn to questions of right and wrong, often facing intense personal transformations through crisis or inner inquiry. Navamsha reflection, Taurus, first house, grounded soul path. In the Navamsha, Anna's Lagna shifts to Taurus, a sign of Venusian values, material stability, and sensual refinement. The soul's trajectory moves from intellectual revolution to grounded embodiment. Aesthetic embodiment. She is learning to prioritize inner peace, beauty, sustainability, and commitment over intellectual chaos or ideological extremes. Inner purpose. To harmonize mind and body. To manifest philosophical vision in practical, value-oriented forms, such as art, nature, sustainable work, or relationship stability. Priority for evolution. From visionary isolation to value-centered belonging, learning to anchor her ideals in a supportive environment without losing integrity. From intensity to consistency, transforming the emotional surges and crises of Purva Bhadrapada into slow-building inner wealth. From mental duality to embodied simplicity, healing inner fragmentation by choosing grounded, clear values and living them through action. Combined insight, Anna's chart reveals a paradox between the futuristic, philosophical, and sometimes stormy nature of Aquarius Purva Bhadrapada and the stable, beauty-seeking simplicity of Taurus Navamsha. She is meant to walk the bridge between radical ideas and practical execution. This lifetime challenges her to live authentically, channeling intensity into clarity and philosophy into peace. Mars in Shatabisha Nakshatra, second pada Aquarius, first house, Navamsha Capricorn, ninth house. Natal placement overview. Mars in the first house in Aquarius brings a bold, independent streak to the personality. Aquarius is fixed air, idealistic, detached, and forward-thinking. Mars, the warrior planet, becomes more intellectually assertive here. While not overtly aggressive, this placement gives a drive for innovation, unconventional leadership, and rebellion against norms. Shatabisha Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, adds a mystic, solitary quality. Mars here becomes a fierce protector of truths, healers, or reformers, often hiding inner wounds behind a strong exterior. The second pada of Shatabisha lies in Capricorn Navamsha, grounding this otherwise electric Mars with disciplined ambition. This redirects the native's rebellious streak toward responsible achievement and karmic dharma via the ninth house lens. Mars in Shatabisha, second pada, core themes. Warrior healer archetype, Mars energizes the deep, often hidden healing force of Shatabisha, protecting the vulnerable or pioneering reform in social systems, medicine, or technology. Identity through exclusion. There's a tendency to self-isolate or feel misunderstood, channeling that into causes or missions with personal significance. Vision-driven action. Ideas fuel action. Mars here pursues abstract or futuristic goals and may resist authority unless it aligns with inner logic. Navamsha reflection. Capricorn, ninth house, karma through discipline. The soul's journey emphasizes structure, tradition, and worldly responsibility, especially through the ninth house of dharma, ethics, and higher knowledge. Rebuilding faith through action. This Mars must take structured steps to integrate belief systems with behavior, often rebuilding a worldview after disillusionment. Stoic philosophy. The individual's power grows when philosophy meets practicality. They may serve as guides, reformers, or educators who walk the talk. Priority for evolution. From isolation to service, learning to use solitude as a source of strength, not separation, and offering their gifts to collective healing. From rebellion to responsibility, redirecting defiance into strategic reform rather than chaotic resistance. From impulse to discipline, balancing the fire of Mars with the Capricornian wisdom of long-term integrity and earned leadership. Combined insight. Mars in Shatabisha's second pada combines Rahu's radical impulse with Saturn's strategic drive via Aquarius and Capricorn, giving Anna a karmic path of intellectual battle and service. Her instinctive identity is shaped by conviction, innovation, and sometimes alienation, but her Navamsha guides her toward dharmic leadership rooted in earned respect. The challenge is to evolve from being a misunderstood outsider to becoming a disciplined visionary capable of transforming social norms with both courage and humility. Rahu in Kritika Nakshatra, second pada, Taurus, fourth house, Navamsha Capricorn, ninth house. Natal placement overview. Rahu in the fourth house in Taurus reflects a deep karmic hunger for emotional grounding, security, and inner stability. Taurus, a fixed earth sign, provides a sensual, material-loving anchor. Rahu here becomes fiercely possessive of comfort, status, and domestic peace, but also brings an unending thirst for more. Kritika Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, is sharp, cutting, and purifying. In the second pada, it falls in Virgo Navamsha, but here translates into Capricorn Navamsha in the ninth house, adding a serious, duty-bound karmic trajectory. Rahu and Kritika, second pada, core themes, fierce protection of the inner world. This Rahu can be extremely defensive about family, heritage, or emotional security, yet it may also feel perpetually unsafe internally. Fire of self-definition, Kritika severs the unnecessary. Rahu's illusions are eventually stripped, forcing the native to mature emotionally. Hidden emotional ambition. There is a yearning to build an ideal home or inner self, often through status or material accomplishments. Navamsha reflection, Capricorn, ninth house, duty-driven belief systems. The native may eventually adopt disciplined philosophical systems or spiritual frameworks that anchor the emotional body. Moral karma and structure. Past life issues related to misuse of power or belief may resurface, urging the person to build a grounded worldview rooted in experience. Deep roots versus restlessness. While Capricorn wants order, Rahu introduces anxiety, leading to a life path that blends inner duty with outer ambition. Priority for evolution. From emotional hoarding to internal peace, learning to let go of control over domestic or emotional conditions. From illusory comfort to grounded faith, building inner security not through possessions, but through a lived philosophy or code of ethics. From fire to form, refining raw emotional ambition into disciplined inner growth. Moon in Rohini Nakshatra, fourth pada, Taurus, fourth house, Navamsha Cancer, third house. Natal placement overview. Moon in the fourth house in Taurus is exalted, granting emotional depth, sensual pleasure, and a powerful longing for peace, beauty, and nurturing. Rohini, ruled by the moon itself, enhances this nurturing drive, creating an individual deeply tied to emotion, aesthetics, and creation. The fourth pada, mapping to Cancer Navamsha, and here landing in the third house, heightens emotional expression through communication, siblings, and active emotional articulation. Moon in Rohini, fourth pada, core themes, emotional security as a priority. The native deeply values beauty, safety, and connection. They often idealize the maternal or home figure. Sensual creator, this is one of the most fertile moon placements, both emotionally and artistically. They often nurture others with food, words, art, or space. Emotional tenacity, Rohini doesn't forget. Emotional memories run deep, and so does the desire to preserve or beautify them. Navamsha reflection, Cancer third house. Emotional communication, the soul evolves through expressing emotions, writing, teaching, or advocating for care-based values. Nurturer through words. They may become the emotional pillar in family or friendships, often conveying deep sentiments subtly but effectively. Maternal instinct in expression. There is a need to emotionally protect and care even in mundane interactions, especially among siblings or peer groups. Priority for evolution. From emotional containment to articulate expression. Learning to voice needs without shame, especially in close bonds. From attachment to empowered memory, using the power of emotional recall for healing, not stagnation. From passive nurturing to vocal advocacy, becoming a communicator of emotional intelligence and safe belonging. Combined insight, Rahu and Moon, both in Taurus, in the fourth house, create a double emphasis on emotional, domestic, and sensual anchoring, but they pull in different directions. While Moon seeks harmony, beauty, and nurturance, Rahu destabilizes that peace by introducing craving, dissatisfaction, or over-attachment. Rohini offers emotional abundance, while Kritika slices illusions to foster internal maturity. In the Navamsha, Moon leads toward Cancerian expression of love and emotion, while Rahu demands Capricornian structure and ethical evolution. Together, they push the soul from clinging to comfort toward responsible emotional leadership, where feeling, voice, and integrity are balanced. Saturn in Ardra Nakshatra, third pada, Gemini, fifth house, Navamsha Aquarius, natal placement overview. Saturn in the fifth house in Gemini influences creativity, intellect, romance, and self-expression with a tone of seriousness, delay, or strategic restraint. The fifth house is naturally expressive and playful, but Saturn brings discipline and a karmic flavor of earning joy rather than receiving it freely. Ardra Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu, is intense, emotional, and destruction-oriented, symbolizing transformation through chaos. The third pada, falling in Aquarius Navamsha and landing here in the 10th house, points to karmic tests linked to public reputation, responsibility, and intellectual innovation. Saturn in Ardra, third pada, core themes, emotional intensity and logic. Saturn tames Ardra's storm into a silent thunder. The mind is sharp but slow to trust or speak without deep analysis. Withholding expression. This placement may struggle to express love or creativity without fear of judgment or failure. Strategic vision. They learn to channel intellectual storms into methodical solutions, especially in teaching, communication, or activism. Navamsha reflection, Aquarius, 10th house, public karma and originality. The soul must face visibility, responsibility, and non-conventional pathways in public life or authority roles. Intellectual duty, Saturn in Aquarius. Navamsha brings responsibility to advance ideas that help collective progress, but through solitude, trial, or setbacks. Disruption as legacy. The person may be remembered for confronting entrenched systems through long-term idea-driven work. Priority for evolution. From silence to responsible speech, the journey involves learning to express deep thoughts with responsibility and clarity rather than fear. From isolation to collective impact, while Saturn may feel socially distant, its evolution lies in bridging innovation with grounded action. From inner chaos to intellectual reform, Ardra's storms mature through Saturn's discipline into blueprints for sustainable transformation, especially when shared through a meaningful platform. Summary insight. Saturn in Ardra third pada teaches the soul to use emotional disruption as the seed for intellectual reform and karmic legacy. The fifth house desire for expression is restrained, but ultimately made more refined through struggle. In the Navamsha 10th House Aquarius lens, the soul matures by becoming a public vessel for responsible, humanitarian change, rooted in truth and lived wisdom. Sun, Jupiter, and Venus in Magha Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Leo, 7th Navamsha Taurus, 1st House. Natal placement overview. The conjunction of Sun, Jupiter, and Venus in the 7th house in Leo, particularly in Magha Nakshatra's 2nd Pada, brings a powerful focus on partnerships, visibility, and legacy. The 7th house governs committed relationships, public interaction, and how one projects themselves to others. Leo lends magnetism, pride, and leadership. Magha, ruled by Ketu, relates to ancestry, authority, and dignity, with the 2nd Pada aligning with Taurus Navamsha, adding a layer of sensuality, stability, and self-worth. Sun in Magha, 2nd Pada, core themes, regal partnership. The Sun here seeks partners who respect their authority and honor their identity. Pride in relationships is prominent. Inherited ego. The Sun in Magha brings ancestral pride. The native may unconsciously carry lineage expectations into partnerships. Fixed emotional posture. The Taurus Pada solidifies the Sun's already firm ego, making the person resistant to criticism in love or marriage. Jupiter in Magha, 2nd Pada, core themes, traditional wisdom in partnership. Jupiter here brings a deep moral code inherited from elders or cultural legacy that defines how relationships should function. Generosity anchored in self-worth. The Taurus influence makes the person generous, but with boundaries. They won't give endlessly unless it aligns with their values. Guru as authority. They attract or become mentors within partnerships, guiding with philosophy, faith, or education. Venus in Magha, 2nd Pada, core themes, loyal and proud lover. Venus in Magha wants admiration, sensual loyalty, and appreciation. This placement often marries into families with strong traditions or status. Value through legacy. The native finds beauty in what is time-tested. Antiques, rituals, old music, or family traditions are part of their aesthetic identity. Venusian power. Taurus Navamsha enhances Venus's strength, creating someone deeply invested in sensory pleasure, physical love, and material comfort within relationships. Navamsha reflection, Taurus first house, all three planets. Strong identity and values. With all three planets landing in Taurus Navamsha first house, their soul evolution is centered on establishing self-worth, sensual presence, and personal stability. Partnerships as mirrors of self. The 7th to 1st Navamsha flip suggests that what they seek in others is actually a reflection of what they must embody themselves. Authority, loyalty, and beauty. Earthy legacy. Their karma is to manifest a tangible, grounded legacy through relationships, art, or value systems that endure. Priority for evolution. From ancestral pride to self-generated worth. Letting go of external lineage expectations and owning one's unique value system. From outer magnetism to inner stability. Moving from public admiration to cultivating private peace and consistency in values. From relationship idealism to embodied partnership, building loyal, enduring, and sensually fulfilling relationships rooted in mutual self-respect. Summary insight with Sun, Jupiter, and Venus clustered in Magha's 2nd Pada. The person carries immense ancestral, spiritual, and romantic authority into their relational world. Yet the Taurus Navamsha redirects that fire into earthy embodiment, asking them to slow down, savor, and stabilize. The journey is one of fusing dignity with devotion and radiance with receptivity. Mercury in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, 2nd Pada Virgo, 8th House, Navamsha Capricorn, 9th House. Natal placement overview. Mercury placed in the 8th house in Virgo is an investigative, detail-obsessed placement that seeks to uncover what's hidden, whether in systems, people, or knowledge. Virgo sharpens Mercury's analytical nature, and in the 8th house, this expresses through psychological insight, crisis management, or research. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the Sun, adds responsibility, agreements, and structured service to this mix. The 2nd Pada moves the energy into Capricorn Navamsha, mapping Mercury to the 9th house, highlighting karmic themes of disciplined belief, intellectual authority, and long-term ethical growth. Mercury in Uttara Falguni 2nd Pada. Core themes. Structured analytical power. Mercury in Virgo here becomes a meticulous problem solver, especially in navigating emotional or financial complexity. Contractual intelligence. This nakshatra's association with partnerships and agreements lends Mercury a natural knack for legal, therapeutic, or investigative communication. Hidden Order Seeker. The native is emotionally drawn to what lies beneath, using logic to master the unseen or repressed. Navamsha Reflection, Capricorn, 9th House. Intellectual Legacy Builder. The 9th house in Capricorn brings a slow, steady climb toward becoming a teacher, guide, or thought leader in philosophical or moral domains. Skeptical Faith. Their belief systems evolve through experience and rigor, not blind trust. The mind seeks proof before surrendering to any ideology. Karma of Thought. Discipline. The soul must learn how to manage mental restlessness by integrating values, discipline, and long-term vision. Priority for Evolution. From analytical control to intellectual maturity, moving from a compulsive need to dissect everything to becoming a wise, ethical communicator. From fear of loss to strategic resilience, understanding life's mysteries, not as threats, but as paths for thoughtful mastery. From mental contracts to soulful commitments, learning how thoughts and words become karmic anchors, especially in promises, writing, or agreements. Summary, insight. Mercury in Uttara Falguni in the 8th house reveals a karmic thinker, someone driven to decode the deeper workings of life through logic and structure. The Capricorn Navamsha and 9th house overlay elevate this Mercury beyond analysis into the domain of wisdom transmission. This is the chart of a silent strategist, healer, or reformer, someone who learns that the sharpest mind is the one anchored in ethical responsibility and purpose. Ketu in Vishaka Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Scorpio, 10th House, Navamsha Cancer, 3rd House. Natal Placement Overview. Ketu in the 10th house in Scorpio indicates a deeply karmic disconnection from conventional authority, status, or career ambition. In Scorpio, Ketu brings spiritual depth but also detachment from control, making the native unconventionally driven or inwardly disinterested in societal recognition. Vishaka Nakshatra, ruled by Jupiter and Indra Agni, is about goal orientation and milestone obsession, but Ketu here seeks transcendence of these very attachments. The 4th Pada falls into Cancer Navamsha, aligning Ketu with the 3rd house of communication, courage, and self-effort, shifting the soul's evolutionary path toward emotional expression and internal assertion. Ketu in Vishaka, 4th Pada, core themes, abandoning conventional achievement. The soul has likely pursued worldly goals in past lives. In this life, there's an inner knowing that external success is empty without inner purpose. Emotional burnout from authority. The native may feel emotionally misaligned in structured roles or pressured environments, preferring to operate from intuitive wisdom or behind the scenes. Withdrawal from external validation. Even when successful, there's often a sense of invisibility or being spiritually unsatisfied with career accomplishments. Navamsha Reflection. Cancer 3rd house, communication as karma release. The voice, especially emotional or written expression, becomes a sacred instrument. Speaking truthfully from emotional depth is a karmic healing act. Emotional courage. Developing courage is not about dominance, but vulnerability, daring to show feelings, speak out, or pursue an emotionally resonant path. Letting go of control scripts. The 3rd house here becomes a field where the native must surrender intellectual manipulation in favor of heartfelt sincerity. Priority for evolution. From ambition to alignment, evolution lies in redefining success, choosing authenticity over hierarchy. From silence to heartfelt expression, learning to communicate what's buried, raw, and honest, especially around family or emotional needs. From goal obsession to soul anchoring, recognizing that the true milestone is emotional peace and intuitive resonance, not professional accolades. Summary insight. Ketu in Vishaka in the 10th house reflects a soul that's ready to leave behind old patterns of goal addiction, power games, or societal conditioning. The Cancer Navamsha and 3rd house shift the karmic script from doing to feeling, from achieving to expressing. This is a placement of emotional spiritualists, those who lead quietly, feel deeply, and teach others how to let go through their own surrendered example.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.